Unless Tim's getting married.
Unless Tim's getting married.
Well, you know, she hath requested it.
That is,
yeah. Yeah.
Let us know. It has been. For the rest of the summer.
Yeah, it has been discussed. Cool. I think that'll do it.
I think we're synced.
Period.
Yeah, there's a bit of delay on the video, but that's okay.
That's probably because it's not Microsoft Teams, you know, Big Daddy Microsoft.
Yeah, maybe. But this is free.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Wait, isn't Microsoft Teams free? Or is it not?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, he's like, it is for me.
It is, I was going to say. It is for the company that is owned by them, but I don't know otherwise.
Yeah, for my corporate overlords, but maybe not everyone else, I suppose.
It's true. It's true.
Well, make sure I don't roll over this cable and destroy my recording capabilities, because I'm rolling around like a madman. And
of course.
We're back.
After almost a year.
Yeah, has it really been?
The last podcast I was just looking at, we uploaded 9 months ago on the 27th of January, 2023.
That's really fucking bad. Oh, no. I didn't think it was that bad.
That's been a while.
And we've done this before as well. We've done this thing where, like, oh, it hasn't been that long. Go look it up. Oh, it's been a while.
Oh, it's been that long.
So long. Apologies to the four listeners that we have.
Yeah.
Mom,
our
dad,
parents, and
occasionally Sarah.
Yeah, and Jenna doesn't listen. She hears half of it now, so she's like, I'm not listening.
She's like, why would I even? Yeah, she gets one half of the conversation anyways.
Exactly. So she's not going to bother again.
She's not going to listen. Maybe Tanner sometimes still listens, or even Sarah's brother Patrick. He introduced his now wife, then fiance, to me through the podcast. Like, she'd heard my voice on the podcast before we met in person, which was disturbing. But yeah, I think that's our audience. That's who we got. That's pretty good.
It's good pretty to have solid, you back. Four people. Five
I'm very
people
excited.
We just
actually. It's nice. It's nice having at least someone who's like, yeah, I'll listen. Why not? Even if I'm like just, you know, doing laundry or whatever, or driving. Instead of zoning out when I leave home and then arriving at work, like, how did I get here? They'll zone out.
Why am I here?
With us in the background. And then they'll get to work like, how did I get here? It'll be the exact same thing. It'll be
great.
What
was Tim doing in my car?
Yeah. Just been waiting there. I actually live there. You know, these rents in the... In Canada now, it's getting outrageous. You gotta really find a place to sleep every night.
Are we're going to talk about prices in Canada? I mean, there's not much else to talk about, I guess, in Canada.
Well, yeah, that's true. Canada. I mean, well, there's people who are, like, getting all up in arms with... I also, like, I'm going to send a message to my MP, you know, let's cease fire, let's do all that. But again, it's like... Are they? They're not going to listen to Canada. Like, Israel's going to be like, okay, cool, and I'm just going to keep hitting the big red button.
Do what we wanted to do anyways.
So I don't know if some people like, I don't know if you heard this news 2 or 3 nights ago, maybe it was last week. A bunch of people stormed into a restaurant in Vancouver where Justin Trudeau was having dinner, kind of like surrounded him and was chanting at him and stuff, and I was like. Yeah.
He's going to get right on fixing all of your problems.
Yeah. I was like, I mean, it seems like posturing a little bit. I agree. Yeah. It's an important issue and it needs to be communicated. But what's he going to do? Like, put his knife and fork down? Like, let me call the United Nations right now.
Like, I have a couple of buddies. Let's see what Joe's up to. That.
Yeah, Joe's too busy, like, falling downstairs. So he can't. Like, he can't answer the phone right now, Justin.
He's
can't
too busy
reach him.
Thinking about whether he wants to run for president again.
Yeah.
Even though he's 106.
Dude is so old. I saw a video of him from, like, the 1970s. He was already a senator.
Yeah.
And he already looks older than Dad does in that video back then. And I was like, Dad's, like, 60. Was he 65 now?
Yeah.
Like, and Joe Biden looked older than he does now, back in like the 80s or 70s. Oh my gosh.
I know. But, you know, the world runs on old white men, so...
Hey, you know what?
It just, one more is not going
to
hurt it.
One thing I'm just hoping for is that it's still that way when I finally get there, when I get to the old and white. I'm like, come on, bro.
Give us a go.
No, I'm just kidding. I actually like, you know, diversity and stuff.
You do? Oh, crazy. That is novel for a white person of your stature.
It is. No, well, yeah, absolutely. My background. Pure, like someone asked me what my background was the other day, and I was like, well, I'm pretty white. Like, we're talking, like mostly Western European white, so.
All white.
Yeah, it's pretty all white.
Mostly milk. Mostly milk.
Yeah, it is a milky tone to my skin, so I don't know if I'm exactly a diversity case here. But, we haven't even talked to each other in a while. We should just, before we get into political stuff, maybe just ask how you're doing.
Exactly. We used to ask, how was your week? So I guess we can ask,
how has the last 9 months
quarters been? Yeah. How was the majority of 2023?
Yeah, how was the year of 2023 for you?
We have spoken to each other in 2023. It's just, we haven't recorded the conversation necessarily. So
that's true. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a pretty, I don't know, it's been a busy year, I guess. There's a lot going on, a lot of changes. And I'm sure the same for you, lots of changes. He's like, no. No.
No, I'm glassy-eyed from all the traveling and living my life that's been happening.
That's obnoxious. Yeah. That's the worst.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I don't want to bore you just yet with that, but we'll get to it. I'm ready.
I don't want to make you feel bad just yet, but later on,
no,
absolutely.
No. I think if you listen to these episodes back to back from January to this one, because I think in January I was talking about, oh, I'm going on this trip, and then on this podcast, I'm going to tell you, I went on this trip.
Very special.
So yeah, tell us about all the changes in your life, Tim. One of them is evident behind you.
Yeah, I moved into a new place. That was a couple months ago. What is it, November 18th? Then it would be, yeah, almost 2 months ago. It was in August? Or was it in September? I don't even know.
I think it was August, dude.
There you go. So then it would be end of August. Yeah, it's been a while, because in that same time, just before that move, we got a dog. It was a puppy.
Got a dog, cool.
And then I also, like, around the exact same time, also got a new job. Same company that I was worked before, but not, like, I guess promoted, and new role, new responsibilities and all that. So the fact that I couldn't even remember when I moved, the last few months have been a bit blurry. I don't really know what's going on. I can't remember the exact date I moved. I think it was August 26th. I think that was when it was. That sounds right. And then... Yeah, I don't know what else happened. I guess I went to work a lot in the summertime. The last three that I just said were probably the biggest changes, like things that have made 2023 unique and special, and let's be honest, difficult. No, I'm just kidding.
You can't admit that. Not on TV. I mean, podcast.
Yeah, not on audio. This is live, kids. No, but it's been pretty good. Things are slowing down finally now, which is good. And then we're going to go into like Christmas, and I just take some time off and just like sleep for 9 days straight. And then...
Love that.
And then just, maybe go on a holiday next year. I didn't go anywhere this year. You went a lot of places. This year, I don't think I went anywhere.
But we were, like we mentioned, I was spending my money in one place. You were spending your money on the house you didn't want, a dog you did, or whichever way you look
at
it.
Wait, flip that around. Turn that around. Yeah, there you go.
And getting a new job with lots of responsibility and making that happen. Yeah, it's a bit bit tumultuous.
It's fine. It's fine.
How's your driving been lately?
My driving?
Yeah, whenever people talk to me about the podcast, they're like, man, your brother's hilarious. Does he ever get in accidents? Like, is he just like an angry person
it's
on the road?
It's funny you mentioned that. I did actually get into an accident about a month ago.
Okay.
So, totally my fault. Yes. Yes, the anger was a factor. Yes, absolutely. It was a little fendy bendy. It wasn't really my fault.
A little bendy.
Yeah, it was my fault. A little fendy bendy. Guy was turning left. I was going straight. It was one of those lanes that lets you turn left and go straight. But there was a pedestrian crossing. So he couldn't turn because the guy kind of jogged out into the road to cross before the light changed. And I didn't see the pedestrian. So I was like, okay, this guy's going to turn. I'm going to go. I was like kind of in a bit of a hurry. And he had to stop suddenly to let the guy cross. And then I just went into the back of him. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. So we pulled off to the side. And like, I was like, got out of the car. And I was like, bro, I'm sorry. That's my bad. And he's like, you sure you want to admit that to me? I was like, no, I'm pretty sure. It's fine. Like, that's my B.
Yeah.
I didn't say it in that way because he was an older gentleman.
It's my bad,
y'all.
She.
Yeah, he wouldn't get what my B stands for, perhaps. So
yeah, he was 89, so he would have been like, my what?
I don't know if that's true, but he was an older guy. Really nice, though. Like, just kind of exchange information. A little bit of a dent on my car, but nothing too bad. Okay. But yeah, okay. So I don't usually road rage, but I guess that day I was in a hurry and I needed to get places. And yes, I'm an extremely angry person. Now that I've seen the damage a car can do, I'm going to continue to use it as a weapon against my enemies.
Violence is always the answer.
Absolutely. I mean, dude.
If anybody takes any sound bite from this podcast, I want it to be what I just said.
It'll be that and me wanting to be an old, white, oppressive male. And
that's right. Being so be an oppressor, this episode.
Like my precursors. And and also, you know what? Middle East peace? Not possible. I'm saying it now. No, I have no idea. It's an extremely complex situation.
I thought we were going to talk about our year before we came back into this.
Yeah. We can keep talking about our year. I was just like, everyone keeps giving their two cents about it. And I'm like, honestly, dude, I have no idea. And I've never even been there. So why would I even try and explain it to myself, let alone someone else? Like, I have no idea what's going on.
And have a solution.
Absolutely. I was like, I don't know, man. I just don't know. I'm just trying to get to work on time.
That's right.
Is that a squeegee?
It's a squeegee. Thanks for noticing. I just bought a new squeegee.
Is it for a window or what is it for?
Yeah, it's for the windows. I'm going to clean the windows because they get all messy. And now with the time of year, the sun comes in at an aggressive angle and then makes the windows look like shit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oops. That's actually true in the new place that we're in now. It gets a lot more sunlight, but when the sun comes right through the windows, you see how murky it is. You're like, oh.
Gross.
Yeah. But there's a lot
of. Do you
of
still have
I
that?
Can't reach.
Do you remember you bought that like magnetized double sided?
I do
squeegee?
Have it.
You still have that?
I'm ashamed to admit that it was made by a company in Israel. So I have supported the Israeli industrial war complex. I've done it. I'm sorry. I immediately apologize. I'm sorry, everybody. I bought it like
accidental war funding.
Yeah, I bought it like 5 years ago. I didn't know at the time.
Who would have known what they'd use that money for?
Yeah, exactly. That $12 window cleaning magnet, which actually does come in handy. Like, it's cool.
Like, you magnetize.
Yeah, it really only works well on single paned windows because we have double pane.
Oh,
and
I think we've got double pane too.
The magnet's not that strong.
Okay.
And it's really best for, you know, windows that you cannot reach with your human and physical arm. Well, although their website
say with
here,
your face there.
Yeah, this website that they got looks like it's kind of new. Like they've got a new design to it. So here, I'll send it to you now.
Yeah, sweet.
It's called Tyroler, if anyone else wants to support the military-industrial complex of Israel. TYROLER LTD.com.
LTD.com.
Yeah, it's like little magnets. You put one on one side of the window, one on the other side. The one on the outside, you put a string around your finger, so when it eventually pops off. You know, don't drop it down and smash someone on the head from six stories up. But
sick.
I think our building probably gets window cleaners in at the in the spring, but that's like 5 months away. I don't want to do that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, I don't want to wait till then. So I tried that. It was okay. Because, yeah, the magnet's not super strong. So you're not able to actually get any pressure to, like, actually wipe the dirt away, which kind of sucks. Yeah. But your mileage may vary. You never know.
This is where we'll insert the clip for the Tyrell. House Tyrell? What are they called?
Yeah, the Game of Thrones sponsorship.
Yeah, maybe we'll insert the ad.
Tyroller or T-Roller or
something. Tyroller. T-Roller.
Something in, maybe it's Hebrew. I have no idea.
T-Roller Bright Tools.
Oh my gosh, it's way more expensive than I remember. This one says it's like $70. I think I paid like 30.
Damn.
Maybe they got more popular recently. Or maybe, you know, shipping stuff out of a war zone is kind of tough. Maybe they've pushed the prices up. Oh, that's what you come here
That'll
for, folks.
It.
You come here That'll for the razzing and the riffing and the attacks on the Israeli state.
Okay, we have to move off this topic now.
Hey, it's all
demonetized
about
or whatever
all
the
about
equivalent
the clicks,
is for
man.
Free stuff.
The metadata and all the I don't know, the search engine optimization and stuff.
Yeah.
People are all about that thing right now, so we should definitely capitalize on that.
Totally. Yeah, totally. Totally. Is that coffee in your cup there?
It is indeed. Yeah, so when I saw your message, I made coffee and then I was out on a work thing yesterday and went to Granville and got some Lee's donuts. So I sat down with a coffee and a donut, looked at my phone, and I was like, it's been 30 minutes since I was supposed to meet Lucas. And I was like, fuck. Oh, no. So I messaged you. I was like, I'm coming. I got to get it ready. I just totally lost track of
time. I was like 2 minutes late. I joined on 2 minutes late to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, he's not here. I'll give him a few minutes.
Yeah.
And then I was
like, 20 minutes later.
Yeah. I was like, is he coming?
Like, is this guy on? Or? Yeah, because I'd set 10 o'clock my time because I was like, oh, it'll be great. I'll be able to sleep in and have some breakfast, which I did. And then I just totally, like, my brain just went. It was like, yeah, donuts. We're doing that. That's what we're doing now. So anyways. We're here now. We're together. We're doing it. Dad got back from his trip to England yesterday.
Yeah, I saw him yesterday. So it's been a weird
time travel, dude.
Dude, it's crazy how it works, hey?
Man.
Yeah. Can't be stopped.
Yeah, but he had a pretty tight connection in Calgary because his flight from London was late, like 30-something minutes late. So when he landed, it was like kind of tight to get to the... Apparently, some people on his plane didn't get their bags transferred in time. But he got all his stuff. So sucks to suck, I guess, like those other people.
Like those other people, it's really tough to just not suck, you know?
To be a loser. Yeah, people are like, the airline's losing my bags. I'm like, I've never had the airline lose my bags. So, I'm going to be really smug about it. I'm going to be really smug about it.
Yeah, what did I say? I said something the other day. I was like, hold on, I'm going to get my exact quote about speaking about being smug. It was. What did I say? Let me find it here. Without context, I come out like a real dick in that. Hell, even with context.
Yes, indeed. That is absolutely like what happens on this podcast. We're like, maybe these guys are kind of douchebags.
No, give it context. If context might be... Oh, yeah, it doesn't help.
You listen to the context. They seem self-aware, but also still do it anyways, so...
Is that better or worse? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I don't know. So there's a lot of activity in the background there. A lot of...
Yeah, Jenna's making me food.
Oh.
Can you hear it? Perfect. Can you hear the activity? Yeah.
Well, I just heard her, I guess, like tapping a spatula or something, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, she's tapping a spatula.
There's activity.
Yeah, she's making me... she's making me dinner.
Oh, wow. Look, there it is.
Yeah, it's coming out. It's pasta.
Oh la la, pasta.
Yeah. So very good. All very good. But yeah. And so what else is new, Tim? What else is going on with your life?
Not too much. Let me think. Oh, Sarah's going away to Africa to climb Mount Kilimanjaro next month. So the end Sweet. Of December, her and her family, they're going, flying through Amsterdam to Tanzania, and then they're going to climb the mountain for something stupid like 5 or 6 days. It's just like, what? And then they are, I guess, staying in Zanzibar, I think.
Zanzibar.
Yeah, and they're going to fight, like, red versus blue. They're going to do some Halo matches, and then...
I knew you were going to say that.
That's a deep cut.
That is a deep cut.
There's some people who are like, oh, who appreciates that. Halo 2!
I hope somebody appreciates that, yeah.
Someone's going to come on to like, oh, Halo 2! No, and then, yeah, they're going to, I guess, be gone for, like, three weeks or so. So I will be a single parent of two pets. Although the one doesn't really need as much care as the other. The cat just kind of does his own thing. But yeah, be walking the dog and stuff. We got a letter from our building manager, council, whatever, about the cat. Because we put in a cat door. Because we have an exterior entrance. We thought, great, he can just wander around and explore and have a great life. And he was for a while. And then... got a letter saying, oh, it's actually in violation of this rule where pets are not allowed to be on common property unleashed or unsupervised. And I was like, well, that's fucking dumb. Because that is contrary to what I want to do. And
it was in direct violation of exactly what I would like to do.
I mean, it really violates my personal preferences, and I don't like it.
Okay.
And so we got this letter and like, oh, so you're not supposed to put in a cat door without asking permission or whatever. And I was like, okay, that's fair. But also, fuck you. So,
yeah.
No, not really. No, I'm going to try and like work with them with it. But yeah, I mean, he's like, he's an outdoor cat. He's not like hurting anybody. He's fine.
Tim, break down for me what you mean by work with them on it.
I have a meeting scheduled, or at least they're trying to schedule a meeting where I can go talk to them about it. Because I was like, I can write an email response, but I feel like it's going to miss a lot of context and nuance and stuff, and they can always interpret it however they want. Whereas if I just talk to them in person, we can like hash it out, and I can somehow convince them to let the cat still just wander around. Because like he's desperate to go out most of the time. So he's literally clawing at the door, like, let me out.
Give me the opportunity to succeed.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to try my best. And also, I don't want to get rid of the cat flap. So cause it took a lot of effort. It was like a three-hour endeavor. I had to recruit dad's help. And I kind of stood there and watched him do it while I was like, hey.
You made it seem like you put the effort in and he helped the 10%. But we all know, we've spoken about it before on this podcast, getting cat in is like, do this thing for me.
Yeah, like I occasionally he's like, do you want to give it a go? I'm like, yes. And I did like, 10% of it. And then he's like, all right, I'll work on the rest. I'm like, great. Very cool.
Thanks, guy. I
appreciate it. Yay. So yeah, that was good. But yeah, I don't want to have to deal with the removal of a cat door. Like basically you just have to get a new door because you can't really remove it. There's a big hole there now.
Yeah.
But it's not, I don't think it's a big deal. I mean,
it's not like the cat's shitting everywhere. If it was a dog, it was just constantly shitting all over the place, then yeah.
He does shit everywhere, but he shits in bushes, so no one sees it. So
yeah, he doesn't shit in obvious places, so not everywhere.
That's true.
Where the dog has the potential to shit everywhere.
Exactly. There's people who don't like clean up their dog poo, and that's a problem. The cat always cleans up his own poo. He's fine. Yeah.
100%.
Everyone loves him. All the other neighbors are pretty happy with him. The lady who, I think, wrote the complaint, like, spoke to us about it. She came in, like, knocked on the door and everything. And she was just saying she loves him. He's like, he's so beautiful, and we want him to be safe, and we don't want him to get, like, killed by a raccoon or something. And I was like, yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, that's fair. But if he goes like that, what a baller move. Like, honestly, like, in a battle with a raccoon, that's pretty cool.
100%.
What a way to go. Hey, buddy. He's 100%. Here right now. He's sitting. He's sleeping next to me. But he woke up because he's like, oh, I think he's talking about me. Yeah, I'm talking about you, bud. And that's what's trying to phone me. Here, I'll show you a picture of the dog.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen him already, where is it?
Nice. Indigo.
That's him. Let me see if there's another one. Oh, is him eating the cookie?
Good dog.
Let me keep scrolling. That's him on the left. Then the all black one instead of the other.
He's a big boy.
He's fucking huge, dude. He's large. The idea was to get like a medium-sized dog, so it wouldn't be too big for the apartment or whatever.
Yeah.
And he keeps growing, so he's fucking massive. He's cute.
What do you want, Sarah? Sarah's trying to sneak in behind you there.
We're talking about the dog.
Oh, here's the dog.
Oh. Oh my god, look at that. That monster. He has no idea what's going on. Very cute.
We showed the pictures.
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah says hi.
I say hello. Is he getting a walk?
I think so. Shared? I think so. Yeah, I think it's walk time.
The best part of his day.
Probably. We have also, like, we've got him in daycare now because, you know, we're parents. We're busy. We're working.
That's right.
And no, they've got a bunch of dogs there that he just plays with all day. So when he comes home, he's, like, dead tired. And you're like, oh, thank God. It's like sending your kid to a water park every day and they're just tuckered out at the end of the day. And just let him sleep. Just let him go to sleep. It's pretty sick.
Pretty dope, if you ask me.
But how's the other side of the world going? How are your fancy trips, you big baller with your jet-setting ways?
Well, when flights are only 30 pounds a go, which, I mean, is like 604 Canadian, so...
That's pretty bad, yeah.
it's pretty easy to jet-set, so... No, we even had a trip over to see you guys in June/late May, so we saw you guys then. But... yeah, I've been to Italy a couple of the times this year. Went to Madrid. Went to... Where else did we go? I've been to Manchester a bunch for work. Went to Brussels. Went to Belgium.
Oh, the Belgians. They're pure evil, those guys. Pure evil.
Jenna went to Norway. I know she is. She is pure evil. Yeah, Jenna went to Norway. We came to Vancouver, like I said. Went to the south of France on this big old friends trip, which was awesome. Went to a town near Nice, Cannes, and Grasse. It's like it was like a town up in the hilly side hills, and it was quite nice. Went to Holland. Went to Sweden. Went to Holland again, and then went to Italy again.
Ooh la la!
And then went to Bristol, which is in the UK, from Bristling. And then went to Montreal. Went to Montreal for 10 days. And then we've been back since. So, I mean, like, I know it doesn't sound like a lot. It is a lot.
It doesn't sound like a lot. Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, what? What are you talking about? I know it doesn't sound like much. You just listed, like, 12 countries.
Couple of them I went to twice. Yeah. So it's been a very good year for traveling, and it looks like next year it's gonna be similar with people getting married in Ibiza.
Oh my god, your friends are those types of people. Oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah. So somebody's getting married in Ibiza. And where else are we? We're coming back to Vancouver Island. Somebody's getting married in Victoria, so we're coming back for that. And then
a lot of people really like Victoria. And it's a nice city, I'll admit.
But
it doesn't live up to the hype. Like, everyone's fucking losing their minds about Victoria. And I'm like, it's pretty sleepy. Like, it's, yeah, I get it. It's like, it's like charming and it's nice. It's seaside. But it's like, people talk about it like it's just like the hottest ticket in town.
The holiest of grails.
And we all know that's Ladner. So.
It is.
No, that's not true.
It is a place. Ladner is definitely a place.
It is a place. It does exist. No, but anyways, go on, Victoria. Any other weddings that you're jet setting friends?
Jenna, or? Do we have any other weddings next year?
We have two that I know of.
Okay. We have two that we know of.
That's probably the ones you told me.
Unless Tim's getting married.
Well, you know, she hath requested it.
Is this the way that he's going to tell you? Is this the announcement?
He said, she hath requested it. That is,
yeah. Yeah.
Let us know. It has been.
Yeah, it has been discussed. And she was, yeah, even throwing out dates. Like
she's September. Still there.
So, yeah, she's still there. She's like requested like the 21st of September. And I was like, why? Why the 21st of September? She's like, well, because of the song. And I was like, September? Yeah, she's like, yeah.
Do like, you remember?
And I was like, okay, is that the only reason for the date? She's like, yeah. I'm like, all right.
All right.
You going to defend yourself?
Oh, she
just says it's perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess she can't hear my side, can you? Because she's coming. I'm coming through your headphones.
Well, she can hear me laughing too. But I was just a bit confused with the whole thing. I was like, the 21st. Your birthday's on the 28th. So like, I guess
can't
it's like, I guess it's like a week apart. I don't know. But yeah, I was a bit confused. I didn't know. But yes, it is apparently on the table. I've been informed.
It's, okay, good to know that you're at least part of the decision making
process. Yeah, I've been informed that it is, it will be acceptable, which is, okay. I guess, a good thing.
It would be acceptable.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'll have to figure that out now, I guess. Oh, boy. It's just like, it's just another thing, you know? It's just another thing on the plate.
Fair.
Yeah. Other than that, you come back to Victoria. Would you come back to Vancouver again?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we'd have to stop there for sure. For sure.
Well, you'd have to fly there to get to Victoria.
Correct.
There's no flights.
Correct. No. No, there ain't. Well, there is from Vancouver. So I can
just
stay
Vancouver,
in Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah. They're not doing London Heathrow to Victoria, BC, despite what many of its residents would tell you about Victoria being the center of the universe. But
that's right. That's right. I think we met some people who visited London from Victoria recently.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Well, you know, Victoria's really nice. I don't know why you'd ever want to live anywhere else. Like, it's got everything you need. And I'm like, you've been in London for a few days now. And have you enjoyed it? Oh my God, it's a lovely city. There's so much to do here. I'm like,
yeah, right, that's kind of why.
But
that's kind of, yeah.
But,
yeah.
But what you just said, like, so there's so much to do here in London, but you wouldn't leave Victoria. Oh, no, I wouldn't leave Victoria. That's...
Yeah, I know.
It's too nice there.
There's... I mean, Vancouver's got one level of, oh, my God, it's so nice here, isn't it? But Victoria's just... It's like... It's something else. Like, I don't know. I don't know, like, how people get so far on that road of thinking. I'm like, man, I mean, yeah, Vancouverites are so full of themselves for living here. But Victoria makes us look like a bunch of monks in terms of our humility. Like... it's pretty impressive. And I know I'm ripping on Victoria really hard right now. I love it. It's a nice city. It's good to visit. I mean, maybe I lived
there for 4.5 years,
yeah,
so
maybe I'll end up living there. I don't know. Like, but maybe. It's just as expensive as Vancouver, and they have like one movie theater. So like, what can you really do then? I'm just kidding. There's lots of stuff to do.
What can you really do?
No. I think I wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't mind living on Vancouver Island, like up north somewhere. That'd be cool. Like, maybe a smaller town, like a coastal town or something like that.
Jesus Christ, you've gone really off the deep end, eh?
No, that was a stiff turn, wasn't it? Yeah,
somewhere where there's no people.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, if I'm gonna live on the island, I'd probably live on the east coast of the island. So you know, tsunamis would not
Love
be a
those,
factor.
Big fans.
And then
sorry, big waves.
Yeah, somewhere like quiet. Like even Nanaimo is a pretty nice town. Nanaimo is pretty cool.
You're losing me, buddy.
Yeah, I'm just kind of drifting here. I didn't know really. I didn't have a point there. I was just kind of like, that was me just thinking out loud. My apologies.
It's a good thing we have a recording on for that.
We can edit this. Yeah, we can cut that part out. Me just going,
we won't, yeah. But we could.
We won't. We absolutely could. That's a lot of effort, and we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
We only muster the energy to do this every 9 months. So editing?
We
absolutely
barely.
Absolutely not.
I was going to say, to record it, and then I'm like, Tim, you want to edit it? He's like, I can edit it. And three weeks later, I'm like, he didn't edit it.
Yeah, well, I listened to it. And then basically, if anything's really bad, I'll take it out. But then otherwise, it comes up.
Sweet.
So I basically just go once through it. I just listen to it again. And then, yeah, if we say something that's like on the fence or blatant, I'm like, meh, maybe.
Is there anything thus far you can think of that we've...
I mean, let's talk about the Israel-Hamas conflict.
Israel-Palestine one more time.
Yeah,
for
maybe.
The people in the back.
If you know nothing about the conflict between Israel and Palestine and thus feel super uncomfortable weighing in on it you've read about it, let me hear you say, no comment. Good call. I have no idea what's going on over there. What are they fighting about?
Oh, boy. Yeah, maybe not. No, I don't think we said anything bad. I just said I was really confused by it and that I have helped fund the Israel military-industrial complex. That's about it. And I'm repeating it now because I want everyone to hear it. That I
just
recognize,
make sure you double down.
I recognize my faults, and I will only buy another one of those window cleaners if it's convenient for me. So,
yeah, and it works with double-glazed windows.
Yeah, otherwise I'm not going to support such a horrific thing. So
no need.
That
no
was satire.
Need,
anyone who's uncertain, that was a joke.
Contact.
The war sucks and it should stop, but like, what can I do? I can barely get my
war
pants
sucks
in the morning.
So. I know.
Hey, that's a good song.
Yeah, it is a good song.
Isn't that a Canadian band?
Lyrics. I don't know. Maybe is it Blink-182?
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of. I was thinking of like Sum 41 or Simple Plan or something. You know that era?
It's Blink-182, yeah. Oh, but they're in the era, yeah, you're right.
I was just thinking, you know, it's that like early 2000s, kind of maybe late 90s, I guess.
It's 1999 it was released, yeah. So, yeah.
It's that era.
Yeah, it is
rock.
That angsty.
Oh, I'm so
they're from
angsty.
California.
Yeah.
They're California, so they're extra angsty? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what else can we talk about? Let's talk about... well, we haven't talked about Star Wars yet, obviously.
Oh, please.
I got a new poster, a Return of the Jedi limited edition print, and I'm very happy with it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. Other than that,
nice.
I feel like...
Did you watch Ahsoka?
I did. I thought it was pretty good.
I haven't watched it.
A lot of people are like, oh, man, they should have done this differently. And I'm like, yeah, all right. You can say that about anything. But yeah. Have we ever talked about Andor on this?
We have several times. I don't know if several times, but
on the
it
last
is the
one,
best Star think, Wars extended universe thing.
Absolutely. I think I maybe recommended it to you last time, or maybe you were just starting to watch it. It's the tits, and everyone should watch it. Even if you don't like Star Wars, watch Andor. It's so good.
It has... 25% of it has to do with Star Wars. The rest is just great.
Yeah, it's just a good show. And then if you want, you can watch like Rogue One after it and then tie the Star Wars thing into the whole thing. But it doesn't really need to. It's more about fascism and like rebellion and stuff like that.
And how a rebellion, a resistance gets started and why people do
it. Yeah, and why
do.
People do it and like how they can maybe come into it. Maybe it's by accident. Yeah. Maybe it's on purpose. Maybe it's idealism or maybe it's just like financial, whatever. It's really good. It's really, really good because you can see it like
so
they can change the setting maybe of the show and it would still apply. You could like say, oh, this is about, you know, somewhere in the 1940s, you know, during the World War or whatever. Or it could be this. Or it could be modern day. But it happens to be Star Wars. So it's pretty cool.
No, it was very good. Something I blitzed through that didn't really get a lot of... Now we've moved on to TV. It's not Star Wars. So I haven't watched Ahsoka. I haven't watched... What was the other Star Wars thing that came out recently? I think that was it, right?
I think so. I mean, maybe like The Mandalorian, but...
Oh, I watched that, though. The most recent season of The Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. The weakest of the seasons, but still good. And the only thing I watched... Have you seen Kaleidoscope on Netflix?
I have not. I think Sarah watched it. Wasn't that the one where you can like watch the episodes out of order?
Yeah, you can. And everybody watches it, gets a different one. Not everybody, because there's only a certain number of permutations you can get of the show. But basically, the last episode in the season is always the same. But you can watch it in any order.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so good. I absolutely annihilated it. It was so good, Kaleidoscope. It's a heist movie, heist series. It's all about a heist, but it's following the like characters and the people that come together to make this heist happen.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got your man from Breaking Bad and the boys. What is his name?
He's villain also in The Mandalorian.
He is also in The Mandalorian. He's the villain always, but he plays a decent guy in this one. And you've got the guy from, do you remember, You Have Been Weighed and Found Wanting from A Knight's Tale? Can't remember his name either, but he's in The Man in the High Castle.
Oh, yeah, that guy's really good.
He's very, very good. And he's actually the bad, well, not the bad, he's one of the main characters in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good. I was like, I had it on my watch list for a long time. And then when we were on the way back from Montreal, I was like, I'll watch an episode. 40 minutes in, I was like, I'm destroying this show. I'm watching this as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was really, really good.
Nice.
And what other TV? Oh, watching The Bear, obviously.
Oh, that's a good show. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Slowly making my way through the second season of The Bear. But yeah, that's it. Oh, hey.
The cat has entered the frame.
Entered the frame.
His domain is on the desk. He gets the left side of the desk, and I get the right side of the desk. It's only fair.
He knows.
Yeah, and it's because he needs a place that he can get up high and like escape the dogs sometimes.
I see.
And he sleeps up here, so.
Sweet.
He kind of tends to makes a bunch of chaos, and walks Love around. That. We got new neighbors moving in today. I just saw him coming in. Yeah. It's funny because
like
the guy
right next door or nearby?
Right next door, like directly next door. Because we're like a top floor at the end of the row, so top floor corner unit. So they're like, they're only people really share a wall with. The guy who used to live there was just an older guy on his own. He's moving like to Lethbridge or whatever. The other day I ran into him. I'm like, hey, how you doing? He's like, hey, good. You're going to have new neighbors on Saturday. I'm like, this Saturday? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, where are you moving? He's like, Lethbridge. I was like, oh, all right.
Well,
if we don't see you, all the best. He's like, yep. And it was like the quickest interaction I've ever, and it was like every interaction with him was very similar. It was like very like quick and short and no fat on those conversations. This guy is very, I like it because he's like, he doesn't waste time with you. He's like, yeah. He kind of said, hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, good. He came over one time. He's like, hey, this thing I used to help fix the lady before you who lived there. I helped her fix her fireplace every winter to get it started. This is the tool I'd use to get it all turned on or whatever. And I was like, oh, great, thanks. And he's like, all right, see ya. And then he just goes. I'm like, all right.
All right, see ya.
Thanks, see ya.
I'm going to end interactions like that now. Here's this thing you asked for. All right, see ya.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't do any like small talk. He's like, I'm done here. He just leaves. I'm like, I need to learn from this man. Like, I need to figure out how he got to this point and then do it myself.
Sincerely.
Because you don't feel like he's being rude or anything. It's like he came here, he did what he needed to do, and he left.
And he's on his way.
And he's gone. And it's like, okay, cool. Yeah, but now he's moved. Yeah, so I guess we're getting new. I think I know the neighbors too, the new people. I think I played baseball with the guy, him and his wife or girlfriend.
The name?
Bobby. I don't know his last name. I have to look it up. His first name is Bobby. Maybe he goes by Bob now. I don't know.
Bobby.
Yeah, I should tell him my cat's named after him. Yeah, but you made such an influence on my life. I named my cat after you.
It's nice to see you again after 20 years.
It's good to see you after, like, how long's it been? 2010? 2011?
Love it.
How's work, everything? Like, LinkedIn still treating you well? Is Big Daddy Microsoft not...
still
are we allowed to
me
mention
well?
Your employer on the podcast? Is that...
I mean, sure. Why not?
I think they're not listening, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Outside of the four people who do listen to this, I don't think anybody at the Big Daddy's actually listen.
That's true. Well, maybe the algorithms are logging in right now.
They are.
Now
that's
why
we do this in
it.
Google Meet.
That's why we use Google Meet for this and not Microsoft Teams.
Exactly. Yeah. So they have less of a chance. They'll still do it because they've got the MI5ers and the MI6ers. Still don't know what the difference between those two are, but the
James Bond works at the one, and then the other one's like the domestic one, right?
Yeah, sure. So James Bond works with one, and then the other one he doesn't work at. Yeah, that makes sense.
No, that's the difference. I mean, we're not talking about the same thing, are we? You're talking about like infrastructure, like digital infrastructure, and I'm talking about spy agencies. Okay, fair enough.
We're talking about MI5 and MI6.
Okay.
You're correct. We're talking about the spy agencies.
Okay, good. I was like, this is some kind of digital computer science thing that I don't understand.
No, Tim, I work in sales. I don't use that kind of digital infrastructure wording with clients. It would hurt their brains too much. The job's good. LinkedIn's in a weird place. We keep letting parts of the business go randomly. So...
Well, like selling them or just decommissioning?
No, like firing people.
Oh.
Doing layoffs.
Wow.
So that's been the most recent news. We reached 1 billion people on the platform, LinkedIn.com. Reached 1 billion people a few weeks ago, which is pretty cool. It only makes me think of that quote from The Social Network where he's like, you know what's cool? 1 million friends isn't cool. You know what's cool? A billion friends. I don't think he says friends. I think he says dollars, but we all knew what he meant. Justin Timberlake.
Lucas,
character.
Apparently we're canceling Justin Timberlake now. I've been informed.
Oh, why?
I don't know. Sarah said he's being canceled. So.
Well, let me turn on the old Google machine and find out why.
Yeah, we're canceling Justin Timberlake for reasons because, you know, people aren't allowed to make mistakes. And,
no.
Abortion controversy. If it's his kid, he should be allowed to abort his own kid.
If anything, okay.
Okay, that's out of context. Then I don't have context or information, so maybe I should.
Britney Spears. She said she had an abortion when dating Justin Timberlake. The pop star duo dated in their late teens between 1999 and 2002. Justin was so sure that he didn't want. Oh God, we have too many people talking.
I know. Sarah's trying to explain it. She's trying to explain it while you're trying to explain it. I was trying to like my focus was like, oh my God, who do I listen to? I have no idea.
Jenna, shut up. Anyways, that was taken out of context.
It was out of context.
She doesn't mind
absolutely.
It when I tell her to shut
absolutely.
Up. No, that's a middle finger. She does mind when I.
Okay, so this time, with context, mind. She does mind.
So, anyways, apparently Britney Spears is dragging up the past, which makes sense. Okay, cancel Justin. See you later.
We're not seeing Trolls 2, Justin. I'm not going to do it.
No.
Not that I saw Trolls 1, that absolutely abomination of cinema.
Was that released at the same time as Cats, which was also
maybe that. I don't know, but either one, I sleep. I don't go see them.
So, okay. Well, I really like Justin's music, so Jenna.
Yeah, he's a good musician. He seems to be quite charismatic and whatever, and everyone makes mistakes.
You don't like Justin Timberlake's music, Jenna, just and keep it down back there. Tim's trying to talk.
I don't mind Justin Timberlake. I don't like Justin Bieber, but I don't mind Justin Timberlake.
Jenna doesn't know that we're canceling Justin Timberlake, though. She needs to be informed that we're canceling
him. Yeah, we're canceling Justin Timberlake, Jenna.
Huh?
Jenna, we're canceling Justin Timberlake.
Why? What did you do wrong?
He had an abortion, I think.
He had an abortion.
It's unclear. It is unclear.
I think that says
a
lot.
I didn't know they did that for men, too.
There you go.
So, yeah. Suffice to say, see you later, Justin.
Yeah, sorry. The Wonder Boys podcast is the tip of this spear. We're taking Justin Timberlake down. We're taking him down.
We are the movement.
Yeah.
We are what the people need.
Yeah. The catalyst, baby. We're doing this.
Oh, God. So good. Okay. Who else have we canceled this year? Well, Is Aziz Ansari uncancelled now?
I think so. I think he's doing stuff again. He's doing his...
Okay.
Same with, like, Louis C.K. It feels like if you just be quiet for a while after you've been canceled, then come back slowly and gently, people are like, all right, yeah, whatever. That's fine.
Yeah. The content's new. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. Yeah. But otherwise, 2023, all wrapped up. Nice bundle of bows for you there.
Hey, how about we do this next time in 2025? Let's push it.
And really stretch it out. And you know what? I think we said at some point during the last episode, we're going to get into a regular cadence with this. Guess what happened? It didn't.
Well, listen. Here's the thing. I lied.
Remember, Sally, when I promised to kill you last?
That's right, Major. You did.
I lied.
Obviously, that was not true. But the fact that you kept coming back to listen to this, maybe that says something about you. Maybe, you know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and your car rides to work that you're zoning out on to me and Tim's voice, Tim and I's voice, Tim and me's voice, whatever.
Grammar.
Yeah. Maybe you want this. Maybe you need this.
Yeah, maybe you need to be abused. Often. Yeah, yeah, we're like probably an abusive boyfriend. We're going to put the blame on you, okay? You're making me do this. I know. It's just such a dumb explanation. You're making me do it. Like, how, though? I don't understand. Anyways.
Like, what?
Yeah, let's... What a pivot.
Mental gymnastics, actually. Speaking of mental gymnastics, the UK politics has been just a full send. I don't know if you've seen recently. Do you remember...
Oh, my gosh. The Rwandan refugees? Is that what you're talking about? What a shit show.
That is related.
Okay, yeah. I just, most of what I heard about was the Rwandan refugees.
So the home secretary, who is the person who looks after the home, I think. And then there's a foreign secretary who looks after the foreign. Mm. I don't know how exactly it works. But apparently the home secretary keeps the foreigners out of the home, but the foreign secretary tries to get people into the home.
It's really
confusing.
Yeah.
But anyways, the Home Secretary used to be this woman, Suella Braverman, and I say
that's the lady I read about. Yeah.
Yeah, she is the devil incarnate, and she was in government until last week, where she decided she had the biggest balls and could just say whatever she wanted, and basically wrote this opinion piece in one of the newspapers over here. Basically, Jenna, what was the if you had to TLDR Suella Braverman's opinion piece, what was it about?
That we're really hard on the far right, but we're not hard enough on the Palestinian protesters.
Okay, what? So we're hard on the far right. There's more.
But political commentators last week were saying that that they understand that actually David Cameron had been asked a while ago if he wanted to be foreign secretary, so this changeover... this reshuffle probably actually has been in the plans for a while. It was just pushed up.
So she signed her own death certificate basically what happened.
Like she just likely sped up the inevitable.
Yeah, so she's the devil. Oh. And so she's no longer the Home Secretary. Someone else is the Home Secretary, who used to be the Foreign Secretary. Now David Cameron, who is the Prime Minister, who let the Brexit vote happen, who was the one like, we're going to remain and we just need to have this Brexit vote. And then it was like, came back, leave. And they were like, fuck.
Yeah.
And
then he resigned like a week later, didn't he?
Like exactly. He's like, don't worry, I'll lead us through this transition. And then he was like, actually, I'm a little bitch. See you later.
I watched a video of Danny Dyer absolutely rip calling him a twat on live TV. I thought that was really funny. That was all related to this article I was reading. Danny Dyer is on TV like, what a twat. And he's out in fucking the south of France in Nice or something with his feet up. And we're back here dealing with his fallout. And I was like, oh, wow. This is good. I like that.
So I don't know what kicked this off and why we went on this tangent, but we're here now.
We're all about tangents.
Oh, we were talking about you're making me do this. Like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you're making me be an absolute dictator or whatever Suella was trying to do.
Yeah, she's it's good riddance. Hope she stumbles into a ditch.
Well, yeah, a lot of people were calling her Cruella, and I was like, that's pretty easy to do. Like, The syllables are there.
Well, she is also the devil, so Cruella de Vil.
Maybe she'll have a redemption arc like that Disney remake they did called Cruella.
Yeah.
Where she's a fashion designer who's been wronged by the world, and that's why she tries to kill people and dogs. And you're like, what?
And that's, I mean, that similar story to Wicked, because it's like about the Wicked Witch of the West, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Wicked?
Never. No idea.
A redemption arc for the
Is it? Oh my god. Yeah. She's literally like wicked in The Wizard of Oz. She's super evil. Like, I don't understand how you can make her. I mean,
don't
they
worry.
Did the same.
They do it.
Darth Vader, I guess. So, yeah.
That's everyone fine. Has their chance. Everyone has their chance.
Yeah,
redemption.
Yeah, that's fine, I guess.
Even in beer pong, you get a chance of redemption.
There's always that redemption. Those are rules of the universe.
That's right. If it's in beer pong, it's in life or storytelling.
That's true.
Yeah. But I think that's a good place to wrap it up.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we dig ourselves into a deeper hole of political unrest.
Or bring up that political, what was it, the war machine that you helped with?
Yeah, the military-industrial complex. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
One more time for the people in the back. Amen. But thanks for listening. Thanks for coming back to the Wonder Boys after 9 months. Tim, specifically. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you for also coming back, Lucas. I think we've really sacrificed the most to be here today.
And you're right, and I would love to sacrifice again for another 9 or 10 months.
Yes.
So we can make this happen again. Make it happen again. Maybe in May when I come back to Vancouver, we can try and do something in person.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We were trying to find time for that last time, but tight schedule, so a bit difficult to pull off.
That was, that was tight schedule.
But I do have more of a 9-to-5 schedule now, which is nice.
I've heard this new
it's
job.
More like, it's more
well.
Like 7 to 3, but 9 to 5, you know, 8 hours, you know. Just punching that clock day after day.
Yeah. Gotta get that house.
That's true.
And get that dog and buy my truck. And
maybe I should get. There's this truck I drive by every day on the way home from work that has literal truck nuts. I don't know if you guys have those in the UK. This dude's
we
got
don't have
truck
trucks,
nuts.
Tim.
Yeah, that's fair. But he's got like these flames on the back of his like his rear windshield or his rear window, whatever, and flames, and then big truck nuts, and they're not like the metal ones; they're the ones that are meant to look sort of realistic. So they got the pink color and everything. And I'm like, dude, like why?
Like, love that for him.
Why? What? And I feel like it never moves too, because it's always in the same spot. So it's like he's trying to make a statement. He's like just leaving it out on the street for people to see, and it's like I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, good for him. He's trying.
Yeah, he's got his thing to do.
He had some issues with some parents. Whether it's daddy or mommy issues, we'll never know.
That's true.
We'll never know.
That's true.
I think if we asked him, we'd probably get a reaction we don't want. So we'd best to just
kick him in his truck nuts and run away. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Cause a bit of lasting damage and see ya.
Yeah, just disappear. Yeah. Oh, cat's back. All right, signing off with Boo Boo.
Bye, Bubbo.
Okay, he's not.
Bye, Wonder Podcast listeners. Wonder Pass Cat Caster Bartard. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll catch you on the next one.
Yes, in like 8 or 9 months.
Yeah, probably. Something like that.
All right. Bye.
Bye.